Hey, it's Mel Robbins, and I'm your guest host for this whole week. Welcome to Radio Headspace, and happy Tuesday. Now, this week is all about unlocking your potential. And I'm sure you've heard the phrase, find your passion. But what if your passion is already inside of you, and you need to just dust it off like an archaeologist? Well, that's what we're going to do. Today, I'm going to teach you how to recognize and feel what your passion is, and some simple ways to tap into that passion inside of you. Let's start with the very beginning and define passion, because I think this is where it goes off the rails for most people. Passion is just another word for energy. That's it. Out in the world, you hear people talk about the fact that you got to find your passion, you got to pursue your passion. Well, the truth is, passion's not outside of you. Passion is something that you feel as you're doing something that brings energy into your life. So whether it's a friendship, whether it is a hobby that you have, your passion is anything in your life that makes you come alive and feel more energized. You can tap into more passion today. All you need to do is take out a blank piece of paper and write on that piece of paper, who are the people that whenever I hang out with them, I feel more alive, I feel more energized? What are the things that I like doing in my free time that bring me energy, that make me feel alive? For me, I love hiking. I love swimming in the ocean. I love making my podcast. All those things make me feel energized. And so the simple secret to having more passion in your life is that it's not about finding it outside of you. It's about identifying the people, places, things, and activities that naturally make you come alive, and then insert more of that into your life. And you can get super intentional about this, and I'll give you an example. When our now 24-year-old graduated from college, my husband and I sat down with her, and she was just bummed. COVID had destroyed 2 years of her college experience, and I think that happens to a lot of us. You think life is going to go a certain way, and instead of going the way you think it's going to go, it basically punches you in the face. That's where she was. She didn't know how to get unstuck. So my husband and I said, pull out a piece of paper, draw a line down the center of the page. On the left-hand side, I want you to write down and describe a time in your life where you're really happy. So she said, well, the last time that I was really happy was senior year in high school. And so we said, great, describe your day-to-day life. What time did you get up? She's like, oh, I had to get up at 6:30. What were you doing all day? Oh, I was at school with all my friends. And then what'd you do after school? Oh, I was playing a varsity sport. So I was exercising 6 times a week. Oh, and on the weekends, I'd go out 2x a week instead of drinking 7 nights a week like I have been because I've been depressed and down and trying to numb my feelings. We said, great, we can see why you're passionate about that kind of life. Now describe what your life looks like today. Oh, I sleep till noon. I don't see my friends. I'm not excited about the job that I'm going to. I'm partying 7 nights a week. If you're unhappy or stuck, simply do this exercise. Draw a line down a piece of paper, go back in time, and figure out when were you more energized? When were you happier? Write down what your day-to-day life looked like. What were your habits like? What were your friendships like? And now write down what your life looks like today and compare. Your own life can give you a map back to the things that work for you. One final thing about passion. This is not a one and done activity. You're going to need to come back to this over and over and over again. Why? Well, because life isn't one big party. There are going to be things that happen to you that knock you on your rear end, that break your heart. You can come back to these simple tools and tap back into that passion that's inside of you, because it's a life force. It's an energy and a fuel inside of you that you need to tap into in order to push yourself through those challenges and to make the changes that make your life better, that help you learn the lessons. And that's what passion is there to help you do. Okay, that's it for today. Now, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode, because you and I are going to talk about something that sounds simple, but it's one of the most difficult things to put into practice. What am I talking about? Self-love. Have a great day today. Make it a great day, and I better see you back here tomorrow.